Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Should pepper spray be legal in Ireland? Independent Senator Sharon Keoghan is with us on the show today. Sharon, you were talking about this on X on Twitter, that some women have come forward to you about it. Do you think pepper spray should be legal?
I think I opened the conversation on my Twitter page yesterday afternoon with regard to women's safety in this country. And certainly your article, the news article today about Gardaí, having more Gardaí on the streets, women obviously don't feel safe on the streets. That's why they contacted me. Women don't feel safe when they're out, whether they be out in numbers, in small numbers, or even walking on the streets on their own. So, yes, I opened that conversation. Pepper spray at this moment in time in Ireland is illegal under the, I think it's the 1925 legislation. So I think it's something that I think could be looked at, whether I believe it or not. But it certainly has opened a conversation online on the safety of women in this country and how vulnerable young women are feeling when they're out and about, be it on a night out or being just out in the daytime. I mean, I just literally opened my page there today and like three articles came up straight away. Teenager remanded on detention with consent to bail over sexual assault on woman. Gardaí launch probe after visitor is allegedly sexually assaulted in Tallaght Hospital. Women beaten by a man who tried to sexually assault her at an AC/DC concert. So certainly women are certainly feeling vulnerable at this moment in time. Ireland is changing. Our demographics are changing. And I think it's a conversation that we need to open up. Women do need to feel safe. Every person needs to feel safe on our streets.
And is pepper spray, you think that's, is that the way to go about doing it? Or is it just a part of it or one measure?
Well, I think it could be. It's certainly a part of it. One person actually suggested it to me on a private message. So yes, but there are different ideas coming forward there as well. There was an app there mentioned on my page as well. I think I've opened the conversation, and that's a conversation for the women, the young women, and particularly the young women of Ireland. Well, I'd say the young women because they obviously are out on the streets a little bit more than most of us will be out on the streets. But maybe it's a conversation for all women. You know, it doesn't seem to be for a particular age cohort.
Well, that's the thing, if pepper spray was available and legal and for sale in this country, then anybody could get it. Men, women.
Yes. That's
the
right.
Culprits.
Absolutely true. It's absolutely true that anybody would be able to attain that product. So, you know, I'm just putting the conversation out there.
It's an interesting suggestion, and that's why I was sort of keen to chat to you about it today, Sharon. And we've a poll up on Instagram too. But I want to talk to people and about whether or not they think carrying pepper spray is something they would like to see members of the public able to do in this country. It is banned at the moment. It's under the Firearms Act, Sharon, isn't it? So
it's under the Firearms Act. Now, I think it was looked at in 2016 when Frances Fitzgerald, Minister for Justice, and I don't think it has been looked at since. But, you know, Ireland has changed since 2016. You know, our demographics have changed, our population has changed. And, you know, with that change, obviously, you know, you're bringing with it cultural changes that people may not be familiar with when they come to the rule of law on our Isle of Ireland.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily to do with the demographic and the cultural change.
I think it has, Andrea, and I think that's a conversation too we need to have. You know, let's not be put our heads in the sand and think that, you know, that certain people that come from different cultures don't treat women differently. Of course they do. So that let us open that conversation as well, but do it in a respectful manner.
Would you sort of, is your argument, Sharon, then that could anybody, I mean, if we have the discussion about pepper spray and whether or not it would be legal in Ireland, would people need to obtain a licence to have it? Or is it something you think should be removed from under the Firearms Act?
I think it should be removed under the Firearms Act. You know, if it's something that women in particular can attain to make them feel safer. I mean, often women stay on telephone calls going home at night, or pretend to be on a phone going home at night when they're walking on their own, and because they feel so vulnerable. I mean, my own daughter is away, and I've had many calls from her at various times in the night, but she'd be walking home on her own just to chat to somebody that she's not on her own walking home. And I'm sure there's many mother and many fathers out there and many husbands out there who have also had those calls as well.
I've done it myself.
Look, we need to... Yes, exactly. So look at those calls. So these conversations, whether we like it or not, we need to open up these conversations.
Yeah.
How do we make our women feel safe? Is this a measure that could be introduced?
Yeah, something like the introduction of pepper spray. Obviously, I've never used pepper spray. I'm sure some of our listeners probably have. Maybe if they've worked in different police forces across the world, many times they get in touch with us. Love to talk to people today. I mean, is it something that, you know, you've maybe used in your, if you've worked in a different police force? I'm sure people would be somewhat apprehensive too about members of the public just having, you know, the ability to take out and use pepper spray. 1800 453 106, that's the number if you want to share your thoughts with us on this today. Stay on the line, Sharon. I think we've got Elaine with us. Elaine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Do you think pepper spray should be legal?
I do not. I think it is something that should be in the hands of the police force. I think it's a fantastic tool. But I think if everybody who was feeling a bit jittery had access to it without any kind of training, without any kind of license, you might as well be letting people walk down the road with any weapon. And I think it's normal for people to feel apprehensive if they're somewhere they're not familiar, if they're out and they're feeling that things aren't safe, they get that kind of hair standing up at the back of the neck feeling. But I do believe it's everyone's responsibility to know what to do in that situation and either not get themselves into that situation or know how to get out of it if they're in a situation they're not happy about. And often it is not being a target. And the first thing I would say is put down the phone. If you're distracted with the phone, you're a very easy target. So that's step one of self-defense.
Okay. I suppose anyone can end up, though, in that unfortunate position or situation.
They can.
Irrespective of whether they have the phone out.
Irrespective of if the phone is out or not. But there are sensible ways of knowing if you're going to go somewhere, know how you're going to get home. You know, I'm not quite sure why people feel like they need to be carrying any kind of a weapon in case they find themselves as a victim, because that's a real victim mentality, which says an awful lot more about the person carrying the weapon than the society that we have.
Explain that, Elaine.
Well, I think if you have the opinion that you could walk down any street and get attacked at any time, then this could be somebody who is constantly trawling press looking for evidence of this, or who's hyper aware of this if they see it in the media. If they're living in an area that has a lot of crime, then there's other things they can do for their safety. If they feel they're living in an area where there's potential for crime, other than carrying weapons, because we can't legalize all weapons, whether that is to get themselves some self-defense classes or to know where their nearest law enforcement, what the telephone numbers are should they need them, or to just not go out at known times of high crime. But I don't think we have...
It could be any time. You know, I take some of your point. It could be at any time of the day, but I suppose the point being, you know, anybody can be the victim of crime.
Anybody can be the victim of crime, but being a victim of crime does not mean that you need to be walking around carrying weapons, getting ready to counterattack at any moment.
Okay.
And often getting out of a situation where you feel you might become a victim. It's about drawing attention to the situation and making noise, because if you are feeling like you're an easy victim, there's ways of getting yourself out of that mindset and not being an easy victim.
What about you, Brian? Do you think pepper spray should be legal in Ireland?
You can hear me okay, Brian.
You can.
Oh, is that
Hi, Brian. How are you?
It's actually Philip here. How you doing?
Hi, Philip. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Andrea, I'm really surprised to hear Elaine's views on that, to be honest with you. As a girl, and first of all, I think it's really sad you have to have the conversation, but I 100% agree. I think you need to make pepper spray legal now at this stage of the game. I just think with the level of violence out there and the stories you hear with women being attacked, like in taxis, that poor girl up in the canal there a couple of years ago was Aisling Murphy. I mean, if you just consider that if the girl had something like that, or a girl had pepper spray as a defence mechanism.
I know what you're saying. Like, I just think that, you know, these absolutely horrendous incidents that you know, and I know you've cited one or two of them, Philip. They can happen to anyone. It's not just women, though.
I'm targeting this at women, Andrew. I'd be targeting this for men as well. Yeah. I mean, I would feel, even as myself, like with the family here at home, if I had a kind of pepper spray in the house, even just as a kind of a self-defense thing, if there was any problems with people trying to break into your house, I say men and women, I say bring it out. I mean, to have pepper spray on as it's illegal, like it's a non-lethal defense mechanism. I mean, surely do that. You can't
but
actually.
It's still a weapon. Like, it's currently regarded. It's under the Firearms Act at the moment. That's the area it's in.
I think that's too high a level for pepper spray, being honest with you. And I think guards need to be. I think that should be just a standard issue for guards as well now as well, because, as I said, you've seen what went on in town with riots up the north. As riots, like these fellas going around here that would walk on you rather than, you know, step over you. Like, I think the level of the society's gone now at the moment. We need to have some sort of better self defence for ourselves as normal citizens, but the guards, I think, need to be.
Well, I thought the guards do have it as standard issue now, but I mean, the problem I would have, Philip, with this, and I accept the point, you know, and Sharon kicking off the kind of the discussion about this, I understand why people want to have it, but like, I would have concerns about giving every idiot access to pepper spray, because it's not you and I, you know, it's other people who'll go out and get them that are just complete thugs in the first instance and don't need it.
Maybe there's a thing that they have a bit of legislation in that if it was to be legalised, you have to be kind of, you know, it's like, I'm not saying in America where you have to be registered, but like some sort of registry, look, you go to a certain place to buy this, it's given to you, it's registered to you, you know, and they know you have it. And you have to prove like what you want. Maybe some
like a firearms license, basically.
A version of that, a non-lethal